Writing a book? Well, I got the person for you because this woman right here, if you're writing a book, this woman is the one for you. Okay. Michelle came on. She has over like, I think she said like, I don't know, 40, 50 years of experience with publishers and books and stuff like that. And so what she does is she helps indie writers. So all of you out there who are writing your own book, she actually has an entire team that will help you do all of that, the editing, the typesetting, the formatting, the book covers, so everything. But then check this out. She gives you back your book, right? After it's all like all you guys have written it and done everything together, she puts it and loads it up into either Ingram Spark or KDP or wherever your self-publishing is, and you get all the royalties. Hello. Okay, this is what's going to be a game changer if you're somebody looking for a publisher who will probably take all of your money and your manuscript and not give you any money back. Let's be real. We've heard the stories. Okay, so this is the episode for you if you are an author or a wannabe author, you're about to get going, whatever, or you have a book and you just need it reformatted and redone. This is your episode. And they're transparent about their pricing. So all of their pricing on everything that they do is on their website. Everything linked below. So just make sure that you guys go and check this out. I'm not kidding. Amazing information. All right, here we go. What's up, y'all? This is Nina Perez, and this is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. I freaking love you. I couldn't believe it. I looked at my numbers. It was like 130,000 views on YouTube and like 130-something thousand downloads on the podcast. I am so grateful for you and all of you guys that spend the time to do that. So make sure you like, share, subscribe, all those little buttons down there so that you can share and like grow this audience because it's been amazing. And today I got a veteran for y'all. She is a veteran in the publishing world and her name is Michelle DeFilippo, and she brings over 50 years of experience in book publishing and is the driving force behind 1106 Design. Now her company empowers authors to produce high quality books while maintaining full control and earning more with each sale. Now, for somebody like me who's written a book or two, I know that this is super important. So Michelle's on this mission to really protect authors and helping them, you know, ask the right questions, avoid scams, to make the right choices, to navigate this publishing world. So Michelle, thank you for being here, because a lot of the people who listen to the show are, entrepreneurs and solopreneurs and coaches. And I know that a lot of them have written books or are writing books. So that's why I thought this conversation would be super important for us to have. So before we get started, Michelle, I want people to know a little bit more about you because I already like you. So tell them about you. Who are you, Michelle? Let them know who you are.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Nina. As you said, I have 50 years of experience in the publishing industry. My first job was with Crown Publishing in New York City, where I grew up in 1972. And I've seen just about everything that's happened in the publishing world since. And earlier this year, I just felt compelled to start doing podcasting to address the confusion that has arisen in the industry and some of the negative things that have happened. And what I want to do here today with you is remind authors about what self-publishing is supposed to be, what the original model was, and how they can benefit by following that original model and not running after so-called publishers, which is part of what's wrong with today's industry.
Yeah. I think people, and I'm glad you're here too, Michelle, because I do want to talk about that as well. I think people don't really know what having a publisher means. And I want to touch that with you since you're the expert here, because I've spoken to like a couple of women who have written or are writing their books and they're like, oh yeah, I'm talking to this publisher and I'm going after this one and I want this one to do it. And I don't know if they totally know what it means when they say they want a publisher. So why don't we start right there? Give us the basics, because I think even I'd like to know, like, what's a publisher? What do they actually really do for you? Give us that.
Well, sure. The original model of self-publishing meant and still means that the author is the publisher of the book. Mm-hmm. But it's tough to dislodge the idea, the narrative that an author needs a publisher to bring their book to market. That is no longer the case. Print-on-demand printing and distribution worldwide is available to anyone who opens up accounts at two print-on-demand printers. The first one is KDP.com, which is owned by Amazon. The second one is IngramSpark.com, which is owned by Ingram, the biggest book distributor in the world. So I think authors have a good heart, and they seek publishers because they know they need services. They need help to produce a good quality book. And publishers do that. But back in the day, a publisher would hire the experts to produce the book and pay for those expenses. And the author would be paid a small royalty in order for the publisher to recoup that initial investment. Mm-hmm. Perfectly fair, right? Self-publishing meant that the author would front those expenses and receive all of the revenue from sales. And that's the model that we follow.
Okay.
In the last 20 years or so, publishers, quote unquote, have moved back into the space. But now what they're doing is they're charging the author to produce the book, and they're taking most of the revenue from sales when a book is sold. So that doesn't work out too well for authors. And aside from what we've all seen as very poor quality books out there, I think authors don't know that, and they don't know what questions to ask, and why should they? Because the customer shouldn't know what questions to ask. The professional should educate the customer and do what's best for the customer. At least that's in my view. So I just want people to know that if you pay a publisher and they pay you a royalty, you're not getting the best deal you can.
Oh, that's really, really interesting. And I didn't know that. So the publisher right now is then taking the self-publishing model where the author upfronts everything, but the publisher still, what's the publisher's job then? What is their job?
Well, that's the problem. In many cases, these so-called publishers are not doing anything that the author can't do on their own.
On their own. I gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
And especially if you think about it, especially if they charge the author for the services, the publisher has no investment whatsoever in the book. So what entitles them to keep any portion of the author's revenue? It's just backwards.
Right. That doesn't make sense. So tell me about, so you mentioned something that I'm curious about. Like, so what is a good book then, right? Because you're right. I mean, I'm self-published too. I had an editor take a look at it and help me format it a bit and put it in the right pages and all that stuff. And I still think it could be very much improved, right? Because it's just a indie person just writing a book. So tell me about that, Michelle. What is a good book? Like, what is a good book? I think most of us don't even know that anymore, to be honest, right? I think we know it once we pick up the book and start reading and go, oh, this is formatted pretty poorly, because you can kind of see that, right?
Yes,
yeah, you can kind of see it. But tell us like the benchmarks that you use as a professional to say, okay, this is the benchmarks that you need to create a good book.
Sure. Well, as you recognize, it starts with a thorough editing. Everybody needs an editor, because we don't see our own mistakes when we write. It takes the fresh eyes of an editor to find the gaps in our writing and the things we may have said more than once, or the things we didn't explain sufficiently. Editors are a crucial part of the process. What's gone off the rails in recent times is that a traditional publisher hires a book designer to not only design the cover, but also design the interior pages and figure out what size of the chapter opener is going to be, what size and line spacing is the text going to have, what about the margins, does the printer produce this page size, all kinds of things that can become very subtle. But the result, if you pay attention to such details, is a beautiful page that is easy to read. And as you noted, if you're stumbling over poor spacing in the formatting, if you're seeing, for example, the first line of a paragraph at the bottom of a page, or the last line of a paragraph at the top of the page, those are all things that make your brain stop and distract you from what the author is trying to get across. So that book page composition, applying all of those rules, is what a book typesetter does. And that is not formatting, it's typesetting. And there's a world of difference between the two levels.
Wow.
So then, after typesetting design is done and typesetting is done, a major publisher will send the page proofs to a proofreader. Even though you had it edited, even though you may have proofread it yourself many times, those typeset pages have to be proofread to look for anything that was missed along the way. And we always find things that were missed along the way by everyone. And then what we do is we upload the files to the author's own print-on-demand accounts so that when a book is sold, the author gets the reports, the author gets the revenue directly to their bank account, and we don't participate in that at all. That's not what happens if they go with a publisher. If they go with a publisher, the publisher gets the sales reports. The publisher gets the revenue and may or may not pay the required royalties to the author. You've probably seen the stories online about that.
Yeah, I have actually. Yes. And so, all right. So talk to me then. Because wow, you're dropping a lot of knowledge around here. Y'all better be picking this up. Y'all better have a pen and paper because Michelle's just dropping all this stuff on you. Okay, so Michelle, let me fast forward a bit. I want to know what you do then, because you're helping all of these writers to self-publish, but you're helping them in a different way. And so I want to know, like, okay, I'm coming out with another book, and I actually am. I'm thinking about another book that I'm starting to write about entrepreneurship and faith and all that kind of stuff. So now I have the idea. I'm starting to write my book down. When I come to Michelle, right? When I come to you with this thing, what do you do for me? What is it that you do? I want all the authors who are listening right now and those who are writing their books, because I know that there are a lot of them. I want them to know how you're going to step in and help them to be the best version of that book that they can. Because like I told you, even when I did this on my own, and I know my book can be improved. I know it can, right? So I just want to know what you do, Michelle. How do you help us out with that?
Okay, we start with your manuscript. That's all we need from you is your manuscript. Okay. And our first step is an editorial evaluation, where the editor will look at the first 75 pages or so of the manuscript and just give it that 30,000-foot overview to maybe identify some flaws in your writing that you can fix before the actual copy editing of the manuscript begins. Okay. Okay. Then when you send it back to us, then the editor will just get down into the weeds and correct all sorts of things, grammar, punctuation. An editor won't change your style, by the way. A lot of authors worry about that. Editor will never change your voice or your style, but what they will do is smooth out bumps in the text that we can't see for ourselves. So, you know, like I said, redundancy, you know, gaps in the logic and so forth. After the editing, while the editing is going on, I will assign a cover designer to begin work on your front cover and work back in so that you can be occupied and we can be working back and forth on that while the editor is quietly working in the background.
Okay.
So the next step after that is page design. We actually create multiple designs for you to look at and see what your preference is in terms of how the chapter openers are going to look, the size and style of the typesetting, how bullets might be treated, how sidebars might be treated, everything, every detail. And once you approve a sample, then we go ahead and we typeset the rest of the book to match that sample.
Wow.
Then we send it to you and to the proofreader at the same time so that both of you can be reading. And then we'll send you the proofreader's version with all the markups so you can see what the proofreader found. And you can accept or reject any change that the proofreader made. Also, that happens with the editing too. I overlooked that. We send you the editor's revisions in track changes so that you can accept and reject any of it. So then usually we'll go through four or five rounds of revisions on the interior pages. And after that, we will get the files ready to upload to your print-on-demand accounts. And from that point on, everything is on autopilot and we're out of the picture financially. We never share your revenue, but we are always available for help and consultation and questions.
Wow. Like, wow. Wow. What the heck? Why didn't I know about this like in 2018 when I had my book coming out? This is amazing.
Well, I'll tell you the story. I started out, my background is in design. And I started working for authors in 2001 when I formed 1106 Design. And people started asking me, can you do editing? Can you do proofreading? What about this? Can you do ebooks? Can you do audiobooks? Yeah. And one by one, I just added to the team. And now we've got 20 experts in all kinds of disciplines that can help you and take all of that load off you. I mean, I see authors suffering online because they're trying to manage all this themselves. And oftentimes, with the best of intentions, they hire people who aren't qualified for the job.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about that with us. I've got the qualified team that's going to take care of everything and hold your hand throughout the whole process.
So what happens after, like, you've done all this amazing work? Because that just sounds amazing. See, what I love about this, Michelle, is that it's your voice, but it's done expertly. It's done well. And that is really good, because that's what we used to think we had to hire some big time publisher to do, right? And you know, let's be real. Sometimes we couldn't afford that either. Like, I couldn't afford a big publisher when I came out with my book in 2018. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I did a lot of it myself, learned myself, YouTubed it myself, did all that stuff that everybody does, right? But it's a lot of work, Michelle. It's a lot of work. And you lose a lot of night's sleep because you don't know the typeset and you don't know where the page is going to start. And you don't know the length of that needs to be from the paragraph to the end of the page. And does it bleed or doesn't it not bleed? And I mean, I learned a lot. I don't want to ever do that again, but I learned a lot, right? So I'm just like wondering, like, okay, so the person who's listening right now is like, oh my God, yes, this is what I need. I'm just wondering, when you give them everything and you upload it into either IngramSpark or KDP or wherever they want it uploaded, do you guys have a marketing team as well to help them market it? Is that something you are adding or have? Or I'm just wondering, once it goes into the system, what happens?
Well, our expertise is in the editing and the design and ebook and uploading, right? So, but about when we're halfway through the process and we've got something to show them, I will introduce the author to three marketing people that I trust with my life.
Okay.
And then they can have their own conversation and pick the person who has the best approach in their mind. And all of them have different levels of packages that are affordable, and they can just work with each other on that.
Oh, wow. So you did think of it. See, I thought I was coming up with something new, Michelle, yeah. But apparently I'm not. Okay.
No, so. marketing is different for every book and every author.
Yeah.
So I try, you know, that's not where our strength lies. Our strength lies in the book production process.
Does it matter what book it is? Like, does it matter if it's an autobiography, a fiction, nonfiction? Does that matter to you?
Oh, no. We've done 4,000 books since 2001. And
wow.
We've done every kind of book you can imagine. We recently finished a biography of Winston Churchill that was 800 plus pages with 4,000 footnotes.
Wow.
We've done everything: textbooks, poetry, memoirs, novels, self-help, business, everything.
Okay. So what's the biggest you think, what's the biggest thing that somebody who's writing their book right now needs to know? Like, I think we get caught up in the minutia of it all, right? I think we get caught up in the little, like when we're writing, at least for me, when I was writing, I was trying to edit and correct as I was writing, which was a huge mistake, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm just wondering, like, for me, that was one of my mistakes. What do you think are some of the big mistakes that some of these indie authors are doing that maybe they should stop doing?
Well, I don't know if it's a mistake, because people with a good heart go online and look for information. But the problem is that there's a lot of misinformation available online now. The biggest example I can think of is the do-it-yourself narrative. A book, you know, there's a whole, like I described, there's a whole craft involved to producing a book. I encourage authors to go to spend more time in a bookstore. And you will definitely see the quality of the books that you find there, because bookstores deal mostly with major publishers,
right,
for their own economic reasons. But the quality of the covers and the page design and so forth is leagues above what anybody can do themselves, especially if they're not trained. So that whole narrative that you can do it yourself and you should do it yourself to save money is really, really very poor advice. I mean, you know, I can't go out and buy a stethoscope and call myself a doctor. There's a little bit more involved.
Yeah.
And it's the same of any job, publishing included.
Right. Okay. Okay. So I agree with you. I agree with you on this. As a coach, I agree with you big time because there's so much junk information out there, right? And there's also these, here's another one that gets under my skin is the you don't even have to show up out, we'll do everything for you service. Mm-hmm. Like, how is somebody going to write a book that you want them to write and you don't even have to show up, they'll write the whole thing for you? That to me is, then you're not writing it. Then you're not the author, you know, of that book, right? So that just like, the same thing happens with coaching. Like, you know, people are like, oh, we'll build your whole coaching program, your coursework, your blah, 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 blah. And then you just sell it. And I'm like, what, you know, what is that? I don't understand what that is. Okay, so that's one of the things is being careful of the information that they are receiving out there in the world, right? So what about people who have already written a book like me, right? Because my brain is now going, ding, ding, ding. Can my book be better? Can you help people with that? Like somebody who's already has a book out, but you know it could be better. It could be, you know, it could look better, feel better, present better, right? Mm-hmm. Can you help people that already have their manuscripts and stuff already out there published?
Absolutely. Absolutely. As long as you have a manuscript in Word that we could begin with, right? I mean, did you lay out your book in Word?
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a big no-no as well. You'll never find a legitimate publisher lay out a book in Microsoft Word. But that's an example of the terrible advice that's being offered online. Word is not the right tool to lay out book pages, even though it seems like you get something that sort of looks like a book page, but it's not well typeset.
Yeah.
So designers use Adobe InDesign, but that has a very steep learning curve too.
Yes, it does.
You have to have someone.
Why do you think I did Word, Michelle? Why do you think I did Word? I'm not gonna lie to you. That is because that was one of the things that was told to me, like to do it in Adobe Design. There was no way I would have to take a whole course on that before I even touch it. It's so difficult. So I get that. So now, tell me about. Like somebody who's listening and wants to work with you, is it a long process? Like say they want to start, they want to hit the ground running to have a new book for the new year, right? I'm just wondering, what does this process take? How long does this, I guess it depends on the pages and length or whatever, but just give us a gist or an example.
Sure. It depends, like you said, on the length and complexity of the book and the services that are required. Some authors will come to us with a manuscript already edited, and in that case, it takes less time, right? But typically, books are completed in 3 to 4 months unless they're exceptionally long. And the reason for that is that we bring the author into every stage of the process. Nothing happens that you don't see and you don't approve and give us instruction on. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so that back and forth takes a lot of time.
That's good to know, though. It's not a year. It's just a few months. It could be a few months.
I would stress that the sooner you can start, the better. It's much better to finish early than to bring it right down to the wire. Because once the files leave our hands and we upload them to the printers, we have no control over the speed that happens.
Right.
It's typically fast, but why create stress, right? Just start earlier than you think you have to. Yeah,
no, agreed. I mean, writing a book is already stressful enough, right? So, I want to pick your brain on something, Michelle, because I have been approached many, 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 many times about writing another book. Like I told you, I have something in my heart and mind. I've started it, but I haven't really gone into it. But I've been approached a lot about writing my book with AI. I want to know your thoughts. I knew your head was going to drop and go away. I knew it. So I did want to talk to you about that because it is the thing now, right? Everybody and their mother is telling you that they can write you this big, amazing book with AI. I think that's full of baloney, but that's just me. And I just wanted to hear from an expert. Where do you draw the line on that? Because AI is a thing. It is here. It is here to stay, right? So I'm just wondering, where you live in that space, like what do you think about that or feel about that?
Okay, I think everybody is stampeding to AI without really thinking it through in some places, right?
Yeah,
I think it makes research easier. There's no question about that, but AI is essentially automated plagiarism. It's scraping material from everyone else.
I didn't even think about it like that. You're right.
They've been they've been scraping our online writings for 20 years without our permission. That's how it got so smart in the first place.
Right, right.
So it's fundamentally dishonest to have a machine write your book and claim that you're the author. Mm. Right? Don't you think?
Yeah. I mean,
if you start your publishing enterprise with that level of deception, I can't think of a better word than deception. I don't see how anything can go well after that.
Right, right. See that? Because you're coming from a place of authenticity with your work. That's why, right? Mm-hmm. And so, and when you think about it that way, yeah, I think about it that way too. Like I have some tools that'll help me restructure a sentence.
Yes.
Because sometimes when I write, you know, I have ADHD, right? So when I write all the jumble that's in my head and it doesn't come out like the way you would read it. Like you would read and go, Nina, what are you trying to say here? I know you're trying to say something. Mm-hmm. So sometimes I'll spit that out into, let's say ChatGPT or whatever and say, can you please just rephrase this? Because I'm obviously phrasing this wrong, right? But can you imagine trying to do that with a book? Like you would be like, okay, rephrase the sentence. Like nobody got time.
I use Grammarly, right?
I use Grammarly too.
When I'm writing emails, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But as far as it writing the book for you, I mean, you know, Grammarly is often wrong.
Yeah.
Or it'll give you a suggestion that makes no sense.
It's true. So, that's happened. Absolutely.
We'll have to see where it all shakes out. But if you use AI to write your book, that means AI has your book. So where's your intellectual property gone?
Yeah, you're absolutely 1,000% right. And also, where's your personality gone? Because it's not in there. I don't care how much you feed AI. It's not going to have that little sarcasm or joke or, you know, seriousness or whatever it is that inflects who you are, right?
Just the creative edge that only you can give it, right? We love our authors, our favorite authors, because they make those words sing.
Yeah.
I have yet 100%. To see that from AI.
I've yet to see that from AI also, to be honest. And I use it, like I said, to rephrase something or to like put something in bullets for me because I just kind of spit it all out. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to like all of this stuff, because the reason I was thinking about asking you that question is because it just happened to me, I think it was yesterday, where somebody was like, hey, Neen, you know, I would love to publish your next book and I'll show you how to use it doing AI and all these tools and blah, blah, blah. I'm going to ask Michelle about that because we're talking tomorrow. So I'm going to ask her about how she feels about this.
it gets back to integrity, right? The companies that are the so-called publishing companies that are misleading authors and not being fully transparent about how they work. It's the same issue. It's selling people a free lunch, selling people easy, you know, in return for giving up some of their principles. And life doesn't work that way.
Yeah. I have a quick question for you before we wrap up, because you've been in this business for a long time and you've seen all the highs and lows, the good, the bad, the ugly, and you've also seen trends. So I wanted to ask you about the book trend. Is writing books still as popular and as powerful as it always has been? Have you seen it lose its stride? Like, tell me what your feelings are about that.
Indie publishing has grown exponentially. And I think it was 2023 that 2.1 million titles were released from independent publishers. It's astounding.
That's amazing.
When you think about it. So in one sense, it's great that there's the freedom to do that, that there are no gatekeepers anymore. You don't need the permission of a major publisher to release your book. Yeah. You don't need a publisher who's going to shape it to what they like. You can do what you want and release it the way you want. But again, you should keep control of it. And some of these publishers nowadays will take complete control of your book. I talk to authors every week who can't get their files back if they want to part ways with the publisher. The publisher just plants their feet and says, no, even though you paid us to produce those files belong to us.
Ooh.
And the author has to start from scratch.
I'm so glad you said that, because like I told you that I speak to a lot of people who are writing books, and I'm so glad you said that because I didn't know that. And that is dangerous, right? Because that's a lot of months and months and years of work. And we put them in these systems. Sorry. We put them in you put them in a file and somebody could take your file. That's horrible.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
If the publisher produces the file for you, they then claim that they own it. But we don't work that way. If you want your files, we'll give them to you when the job is over. But I talk to authors every week, you know, who say, you know, I'm not getting royalties from my publisher, and I ask them what's going on, and one author told me the publisher just said, oh, we don't report royalties. We just, you know, Amazon takes most of the money, and we will just pay you when we can, right?
Wow.
But wow. In a typical example, an author should make $6 to $8 for every book that's sold. But these publishers are paying authors maybe 90 cents or $1 or $2 or nothing at all. So right. I want authors to be informed so that they can make the best decisions.
Yeah. And that's why I wanted you here, because even in our first conversation, you had so much wisdom. And I love speaking with people who are pros at what they do and are helping others. Sorry, my dogs are losing their mind with the mailman outside, guys. Michelle, before I let you go, tell us how people can find you and work with you, because what you're doing is amazing. And you're helping them not only come out with the book, but also keep what they have worked so hard for. So give us how people can reach you.
Sure. You can go to my website, which is 1106design.com. And I have two ways. You can fill out our contact form and provide some book details, or you can use the chat bot, which will gather the same amount of information. And we will set up a call with you and have a nice conversation with you, respectful conversation. You will never be pressured by us. We just want you to make the right decision. And, you know, I've talked to authors who are terribly pressured by some of these companies too, and we don't work that way. And I promise that if you contact us, we are not going to start sending you 3 emails a day until you can't stand to look at us anymore. It's going to be an old-fashioned, respectful business relationship.
I freaking love it so much, Michelle. Thank you so much. And I am definitely keeping that information for myself, because I know that you're doing exactly what I was looking for, you know, exactly what I was looking for. Somebody to help me with the edit and putting it in together and getting a cover done. And I was looking for that. And because I didn't really have that without really going to a publisher, and I didn't want to do that, I just did it all myself. And that was a lot of work, a lot of headache. I mean, it was just a lot. And so if you can have pros doing this for you, Michelle, I mean, that's gold. So thank you so much for being here and for sharing all this wisdom. I really appreciate you.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, this was awesome. Guys, this was so awesome. So I know a lot of you that I speak to are authors or are aspiring to be authors. Let me tell you something. This is what you're looking for right here. And this is why I brought Michelle on, because I speak to a lot of you. And I know that a lot of you in my podcast have worked with other people who have been on the show. Well, this is definitely one of those people you want to work with, especially because you want to take that book and actually do something impactful with it. That's why you're writing it to begin with. And a lot of times we don't realize that. We just think we throw a couple of pages together. But I promise you, just like Michelle said, when something is off alignment or the spacing is wrong or the pages are not looking right, it does stop your brain. You know how many books I've picked up and have closed because I see that it's a hot mess? Definitely it happens. And so I just wanted to make you aware that there are services out here. Michelle has a bunch of experts with her that will help you do this. So don't sleep on this, y'all. Don't sleep on this. I'm going to put all of her information below. Make sure that you reach out to her. Make sure you talk to her about what your idea is, what it is that you guys are going to, you're trying to formulate, so that you can do this the right way and cause the impact you're trying to cause. I love you guys so much. Make sure you like, share, subscribe with anybody who is trying to write a book and needs this information. All right. Until next time.